What I told you this morning about changing the keys still apply. I was lucky on the first one. Oh, it happened far to be on a cold winter's evening. A fair maid sat waiting alone. She was thinking on her father, likewise her aged mother, and also her true lover John. Now young Johnny, he was sweet, and he promised for to meet, but he tarried an hour too long, and he met with great delay, which caused him far to stray, and she weary waiting all alone. When young Johnny came at last, he found the door was fast, and he slowly, slowly tinkled at the pane. And this fair maid, she arose and gathered on her clothes in order to let young Johnny in. Well, he held her in his arms, and off to bed they went, and 'tis there they lay talking of their plan. Now I wish this maid, said she, this night would prove to be as long since the world first began. Fly up, oh fly up, my pretty little cock, and don't crow before it breaks day, and your wings they shall be made of the very beaten gold, and your beak of the silvery grey. But oh, this little cock, so cruel as he was, well, he crowed out an hour too soon, and he sent my love away, not by the break of day, it being only the light of the moon. Well, this fair maid, she arose and quickly followed after, saying, when will you come to see me? When the fishes, they do fly, the seas, they all run dry, and seven moonshine brightly o'er yon lea. Now I used to think my love was as constant unto me as the stones that lie under the ground. But now since I do find he's altered his mind, I would rather live single than be bound. She goes, thanks very much.
A couple of tunes on the pipes. The first one's a somewhat rare set piece called The Humors of Glynn, which is Willie Clancy was known for playing it. I don't know who else has played it. And I'm going to play some slides from County Kerry after them. The second one was one that was written by a friend of mine in Philadelphia, Mark Simos. I don't know the names of any of the others. They're traditional slides from Kerry.
Thank you. It was Pennsylvania Dutch Scrapple and Philadelphia Cheesecake that did that, I tell you.
Character on the scene in Australia in the last century who was known either as Jack Duggan, Jack Dolan, or Jack Donahue, depending on which version of the song you listen to. Some versions have him been born in Ireland and going over there, and some say he was born there. They all have one thing in common. He was known as the Wild Colonial Boy.
Of a wild colonial boy, Jack Dolan was his name. Of poor but honest parents, he was born in Castlemaine. He was his father's only hope, his mother's only joy, and dearly did his parents love their wild colonial boy. He was scarcely 16 years of age when he left his father's home, and to Australia's sunny clime, a bush ranger he roamed. He robbed those wealthy squatters, and their stock he did destroy. A terror to Australia was the wild colonial boy. So come on, all me hearties, we'll roam the mountains high. Together we will plunder, and together we will die. We'll wander o'er the valleys, we'll gallop o'er the plains. We'll scorn to live in slavery, bound down in iron chains. '61, the staring youth commenced his wild career. With the heart that knew no danger, no foeman did he fear. He held up the Beechworth mail coach and he robbed Judge McAvoy, who trembled and gave up his gold to the wild colonial boy. One day as he was rambling the mountainside along, listening to those little birds, their pleasant laughing song, rode three mounted troopers, Kelly, Davis and Fitzroy. They swore that they would capture him, the wild colonial boy. So come on, all me hearties, we'll roam the mountains high. Together we will plunder and together we will die. We'll wander o'er the valleys, we'll gallop o'er the plains. We'll scorn to live in slavery, bound down in iron chains. Surrender now, Jack Dolan, for you see we're 3-1. Surrender now, Jack Dolan, or your life will not be long. Jack pulled a pistol from his belt and he shook it up on high. I'll fight but not surrender, said the wild colonial boy. He fired at Trooper Kelly and he brought him to the ground. And turning round to Davis, he received a mortal wound. All shattered through the jaws, he lay still firing at Fitzroy. And that's the way they captured him, the wild colonial boy. So come on, all me hearties, we'll roam the mountains high. Together we will plunder and together we will die. We'll wander o'er the valleys, we'll gallop o'er the plains. We'll scorn to live in slavery, bound down in iron chains.
We're going to finish up the first half with a selection of reels. What else, says you, at this stage? Three great reels. The first is called the Old Copper Plate, and the second is called the Stony Steps, and the third is named after a great fiddle player now in his 80s in the County Clare. And I was home a couple of weeks ago and saw him playing away there in the Crosses of Anna, and also in a pub called Gleason's in a place called Coor, out in the middle of nowhere, where they serve vodka and tonics with cherries in them. I've never seen the like. I mean, this place is out in the middle of the sticks. I swear to God, you'd need a guide to find the place. And you go in there and they serve vodka and tonics with cherries and bits of lime and lemon. Now, I tell you, Ireland is changing. But Junior Crehan plays there on a regular basis, and he was still alive and very well and hale and hearty when I saw him a couple of weeks ago, and the last reel we're going to play is named after him because he's sort of associated with it. And we're going to take a bit of a break, and we'll be back sometime. We will. And we'll see you in about 20 minutes or so. And who knows, if Danny Golden's out of sleep, he might venture out for the last reel or so. You never know.
Thank you.
As Joe Cooley, the great accordion player, would say, two reels that would bring anybody to their senses. The Yellow Tinker and the Bucks of Arnmore. And Danny Golden is now about to bring us all even more to our senses by coming out here and dancing a dance called the Three Sea Captains.
Thank you.
the Irish song writing tradition continues unabated. A lot of the tunes and the